News Talk ZB.
All right, well, I'm joined now by Sam Truthui. He's from Milford Asset Management to talk about the market. Hello, Sam.
Evening, Andrew.
Mainfreight, they've reported their financial result today for the prior year. How was that?
Look, Mainfreight's a high-quality business, and the team there delivered 10% profit growth over the prior year. So, look, it was very well received by the market. The stock was up 11%. Their view of current trading at the moment, I think, was very interesting. So they are seeing a decent recovery in their own business this month, ahead of last year and well above the levels that they saw during lockdown, where their business was down 40% in volume. Our CEO there, Don Braid, indicated that he was surprised by that level of activity, and their business is reasonably well exposed to the New Zealand economy. He did caution that they are seeing, they're questioning whether they're seeing product go in the back door of shops, but also come out the front door, suggesting that there could be some restocking or post-lockdown spike. So he's expecting there to get a better understanding of how things look by the end of June.
Yeah, still, that's encouraging when we have so much unencouraging news around the place. We had some key news in the market this week, a $157 million equity raising by Sky TV, and they're quite bullish, and they love the old streaming, and they think that is the future. How's the stock going?
The stock resumed trading on Monday post that capital raising. It's at 18 cents, so that's comfortably above the offer price of 12 cents, but still a long way from its former glory, Andrew. It was a $5, $6 stock a few years ago, and it has yet to have any material recovery since the company's profitability came under pressure with subscribers leaving, etc. So I think, look, the market is certainly still placing the stock under a significant cloud of uncertainty, still questioning whether what the business looks like going forward. New CEO Martin Stewart has been aggressively spending to try and stabilise the business, but look, investors are yet to give him any credit for that.
Mm. Do you think he can return to profit growth again and the company turn around?
Look, I think there is certainly an opportunity there for an aggregator of content in our country. So yes, a business is in there, but look, what it looks like is very, very difficult to judge. Our major sporting codes certainly need it. There was a reason why the rugby union partnered with Sky TV and took equity in the business. And there are other examples of aggregators elsewhere in the world. But look, the competition here is very well funded and intense, so that the business model of Netflix is about aggregating as many shows as possible and winning customers without too much focus yet on profitability. And you've got Spark around the corner experimenting with sport.
But here's the thing, Sam. When they aggregate, when Sky aggregate, they're going to be able to do Neon and Lightbox. That means drama and television and series and all that sort of stuff that Netflix do. But they'll also be able to include sport. And it makes it quite a strong product.
Yeah, look, sport is the core, I think, to what the offer has to be going for. That premium sports offer, the key local codes, is what it really needs to be based around. But the question is, what can they charge for that compared to the alternatives to going down to a pub or a bar down the road to watch the game or not watching it at all?
Yeah. Then again, and it's a long game, and they've got the rights for the rugby for the next 5 years. You know, there could be considerable upside, but we'll wait to see. Sam Truthui from Milford Asset Management, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you.